let Murphy out, put him round the sheep for a minute. Sit, stop, wait. Good boy. Okay. When I was about a 10-year-old kid, I had a blue heeler that used to go dive into water and pick up rocks for me and bring them out and throw another rock in. He'd go and get another rock. It wouldn't be the same rock underwater, but anyway. No, but I've been in the collie side of things, or the sheepdog type of dogs, for just over 30 years now. I got into them because we had a mountain property and we weren't employing anybody, and I just found that I could work with the dogs and get my cattle that way, and they suited my situation.
Walk. Steady. Steady. Sit.
To watch Dennis Hanrahan work with his dogs and to hear him speak about them, it's obvious that aside from his family, they're his greatest love. The cattleman spent decades working with his four-legged mates on his property near Nebo in central Queensland, teaching owners in clinics and breeding his own line as well. But something awful happened that saw Dennis walk away from his passion for many years, and it's only been in recent times it was reignited.
Yeah, well, it wasn't something I wanted to do, that's for sure, but I had an accident on Mount Ada. A mare threw me pretty harshly, and I end up with 5 bleeds to brainstem damage, and I'd done my pelvis as well. I went back to being a 2-year-old child, actually. It just wrecked me completely. I couldn't get away from my bed for 6 months. Yeah, and I was just a bit of plasticine for, you know, 6 to 7 years before my wife got me onto a product that it changed my life. And then gave me life back into wanting to do my dogs again.
What was that day like when you did walk outside and you did look at your dogs and you think, I want to get back into this, I miss this?
Yeah, it was a very slow progression, really. It just didn't happen overnight. The amazing thing going back now, the amazing thing to me, was when I come out of hospital after 3 weeks. Before that, my dogs were my dogs, but I was in that bad a shape. I didn't know my dogs, I didn't know their names or anything, but they didn't want to know me. They went and hid behind Rosson, and that amazed me that my persona had just changed that much that my dogs didn't even want to know me. In this, like, it's 11 years since I've had this accident, but in those amount of years, I wasn't following the dog game or the breeding or the trialing side of things, and I lost contact with the breed in between when I got hurt and now. And I've been so fortunate to be able to get back to the breeds I knew through a friend, and get that, as we call the old breed that I had, I've been able to get that back in. And that's been a big plus for me.
So for the last 2 or 3 years, you've been back out working with your dogs, breeding again. What difference has that made to you and your life now?
Oh, well, it gets me back to where, not like I was, but gets me back close there. And, yeah, I enjoy doing it and enjoys seeing good dogs and seeing how they can work. And I just like to be able to show people the value of dogs if they're in control. Like, dogs can be the worst thing you got on your property, but broken in and working properly, they're unbelievable what they can do.
What does it mean to have them back in your life now?
Oh, it means a lot to me. Probably discuss Ross and too many pups again, but
I see a face over there.
It's just something as a part of your life, and you sort of, a door closes, another one opens, and yeah, it's opened up again for me, and I'm enjoying it.
Rosalind, I know you didn't want to speak and I can see your face, but to have the dogs again back in your husband's life, what's that been like for you, for him to sort of, I guess, renew that passion again?
He enjoys it, and he did before he had the accident, and it's good to see that he can get back there now and do the same thing, and we're getting been able to get a lot of our old breed back, which is a plus, and that helps the situation a lot.
Oh, Mo.